Welcome to Wave Rider Morning Dose, everything you need before the bell. Let's dive in.
Good morning, traders. Oil just ripped $10 a barrel in two sessions. Stocks are down, bonds are down, gold is down. So where exactly do you hide when everything is selling off? We've got the answer. Let's get you ready.
I mean, yeah. And honestly, this is not your typical overnight sell-off.
No kidding. Walk me through the numbers.
S&P futures down 91 to 5,797. NASDAQ down 433.
433 points on the NASDAQ alone?
Look, yeah. And Dow futures down 644. But honestly, none of that is the story today.
The oil move.
WTI at $75.87, up $4.64 on the session. That's 13% in 2 days.
13%?
Mm-hmm. That's the number that matters. Oil is the market's fire alarm. A $10 rip in 2 days means the building isn't just warm, it's on fire and everyone's heading for the exits.
And this isn't just headline risk anymore, is it?
Not at all. Strait of Hormuz threats, drone strikes on a U.S. embassy in Riyadh, this has moved from headline risk to market-driving reality.
Right.
Yeah. And here's what's really scary. Normally, stocks and bonds are like a seesaw. One goes up, the other goes down. When both go down at the same time.
Wait, so you're saying the safety net is completely gone?
I mean, exactly. The whole playground is sinking. Stocks and bonds selling off together, that's the nightmare scenario for a 60-40 portfolio. The ECB's chief economist has already flagged near-term inflation pressure. UK rate cut bets are being pulled. This isn't a US story, it's a global repricing.
Right. And the breadth numbers?
You know what? Brutal. Honestly, the breadth numbers are what scare me more than the futures. Sentiment sitting at just 4% bullish. 109 bulls against 872 bears.
Wait, 4%? That's not a sentiment reading, that's a ghost town.
Oh, wow. And 782 reversal scan signals are printing. That's capitulation-level institutional repositioning. Plus, 66% of stocks were above their 20-day moving average, but only 34% above their 40-day. The recent rally was an illusion of breadth. The foundation was already cracking.
Okay, so 4% bullish sounds like a contrarian buy signal to some people. Are you saying this is actually a buying opportunity?
I'd be very careful with that read. Extreme sentiment is a necessary condition for a reversal, not a sufficient one.
Say that again. Necessary, but not sufficient.
Exactly. You need the extreme reading and a catalyst to flip the tape. Right now, every catalyst is pointing the wrong way. This is a rubber band still being stretched, not one that's snapping back.
All right, so that's the macro backdrop. And here's what makes today even more treacherous. What do traders need to circle on the calendar?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Nothing on the calendar. So what does that actually mean for how this day trades?
Honestly, you know it's wild. An empty calendar in a normal week is boring. Today, it's terrifying. Every headline out of the Middle East is an uncontested market mover.
Like a boat with no anchor.
Yeah, exactly. You're at the mercy of whatever wave hits next. And there's a difference between a headline that says Hormuz is being threatened versus one that says Hormuz shipping is physically blocked. The first is what we have now. The second sends oil up another $5 in minutes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Also watch for any de-escalation signal. A diplomatic statement, a ceasefire rumor, because geopolitical panics can reverse just as fast as they accelerate.
So headline readers today, not chart?
Readers, yeah, but the headline sets the direction and the chart tells you the level. Don't trade the headline in isolation.
Mm-hmm. All right, empty calendar, geopolitics driving everything. Let's get into the pre-market movers. MongoDB?
Down 21% to $256.28 on 3x relative volume. Worst single-day move in months.
Down 21%. That's not a bad day. That's a disaster.
Oh, man. I mean, you don't try to catch a stock mid-fall off a cliff. You wait until it hits the ground and see if it can stand back up. Watch for stabilization near $250, but not today.
AutoZone?
Gapped down 7.3% despite beating EPS by 48 cents. Revenue miss plus macro fear did the damage.
So they aced the test, but what, the teacher changed a grading scale?
Basically, the macro environment is the curve and it just moved. The fundamental story is
still intact, right? But nobody cares today.
Exactly. Patient traders watch for a multi-day gap fill once the geopolitical dust settles. That's a different trade than buying it today. And then there's Target. Small beat on EPS, tiny gain, but the Q1 guide is a yellow flag. I wouldn't chase it.
What about Dave?
Dave at $1.99. This is the genuine bright spot. Beat Q4 EPS by $1.26. Revenue beat, above consensus full-year guidance, and a $300 million buyback authorization.
A $300 million buyback in this tape?
Right. That's management saying they believe in the stock more than the market does right now. In a tape where everything is getting hit, Dave's fundamental story is a rare exception.
All right, earnings getting steamrolled by macro. So where does everyone rush when the music stops?
Energy and utilities. Those are the two seats left when the music stops today.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, energy is the standout, sitting at the 90th percentile rank, directly benefiting from oil surge. I mean, when the world's oil choke point is under threat, energy stocks aren't just a trade, they're the logical response. Utilities confirm classic defensive rotation at the 83rd percentile.
And what do we avoid?
Consumer discretionary and healthcare, both at the absolute floor of historical ranges. Technology down 2.21% with a deteriorating trend.
So what's the specific setup?
ConocoPhillips at $120.08, 85% institutional ownership, macro tailwind, trending with the theme.
What's the actual entry trigger?
You want to see COP hold above its prior session high in the first 15 minutes.
So you're not buying the gap open?
Not a chance. First 15 minutes, watch if it holds. If it's getting bought and not immediately fading, that's your confirmation. If it gaps up and reverses, you wait.
And landmines?
Gold dropping 3.8% on 2.4 times relative volume. That's a forced liquidation signal. When margin calls hit, even safe havens get sold. Do not chase gold today. And KORU, the South Korea 3X leveraged ETF, is down 33% on 6 times volume.
33%?
Yeah, totally. That's what leverage does in a panic. It's not a trade. It's a warning sign.
But energy is ripping. Isn't waiting just leaving money on the table?
Look, the traders who get hurt on days like this are the ones chasing the open. Energy could gap up another 3% and then reverse hard when a diplomatic headline drops. Half size and a clear entry trigger means you participate without getting wiped out by the whipsaw. You can always add size once the setup confirms. You can't unlose money.
You can't unlose money. I'm writing that one down.
Honestly, this is an ABC day. Always be in control. Half size entries on energy and defensive plays, wider stops, keep powder dry. Trading aggressively in a geopolitical panic is like driving fast in fog. You might get somewhere faster, but you're far more likely to crash. And honestly, if you do nothing today except protect your capital, that's a win.
Right.
That's the whole game today. Energy and utilities are your lanes. COP, first 15 minutes, half size. Keep the powder dry. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
That's all for today's episode of Wave Rider Morning Dose. Everything you need before the bell. See you next time.